Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from that couple that you sat next to at the movie theater. You were right. She cut a hole in her panties just so he could finger her. And yes, she angled that pussy so you could see it. I could be reading from a woman that likes to wear short skirts with nothing underneath them and a sheer lace top with no bra. She needs help reaching that top shelf, you know, at the grocery store or anywhere else she's at. Do you want to help her? Yeah, I thought you did. I can be reading from a man who arranged a gangbang for his wife and her lover. He secretly got the tools in hand and, tool, while he watched them have pleasure all night long. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or questions, or even a hello, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com. or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You are 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you are releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, let's first start off with a clarification. Yes, there's still a streaming show, but it's filming this year, airing in 2025. I hope I didn't get too many people excited out there. I'm starting socials for them, for us, that'll be up soon. Don't forget, this week is the launch of a new me, us expanding. You'll be able to talk to me privately. And yes, it's going to cost because my time is time. So, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear what those fantasies are or what you are really enjoying. And you don't even have to tell me you're a fan. You don't have to tell me you listen to the show or anything else. We can just jump right in and say hello, break the ice. And both of you, or even one of you, are more than welcome to reach out and say hello. OnlyFans, keep in mind, it's not going to be what we all think of traditionally OnlyFans. Not full nudity, not pussy shots, maybe some nipple play, maybe tiny bit. But it is a way for me to give you another experience with erotic confession, one or two, especially these really short ones that come in that are nice to put in with the flow, but some of them are a little short, but to the point. And maybe I'm thinking out of the box to try to do something creative with them. Maybe a little visual play, but not too much. Something, I love a good tease. I don't know about you. So all of that's coming up, hitting the ground running. Next week, I'll also be in Little Rock, Arkansas on the 10th for a big party down in Little Rock. I was just looking up the name, the Pimpin' Ho Party. Never been to a party like this, so this is going to be my first party away from Cole and crazy whatever. So this will be very interesting and branching out. I've done several little things by myself from little pockets of people, but you know, I'm really excited about this, so I will have in more details in 2 weekends for you. So again, it'll probably be another late drop like it was this time, not for people that are not subscribing, for my subscribers, probably a late drop with everything that's going on, and then we'll pick up the pace from there. Other than that, you'll have to wait till the following week. I have not decided on that. I'm leaning towards making you wait or cut it in if I have a voice by then, because I almost, as you could tell, did not have a voice when I came back from Cole's party. So we'll see. This will be fun and I'm looking forward to it. I'm mainly looking forward to that photo shoot on, you know, well, today as you're listening as subscribers and, you know, Monday if you're listening regularly. Just saying. So speaking of coming back and being tired and doing two shows in one day, question. So I don't know if I remember mentioning this last week, but the boys from the Fun Pineapple podcast, which absolutely all three of them are delicious if you ask me, but you know, I love to flirt, but don't tell my lover that I know how to flirt because I'm still using the excuse I have no clue, but I love to flirt. However, one of them, and I'm not going to name who because I don't, you know, this is our world. We don't name names. Mentioned that when he's talking to women, he doesn't say he has a big dick. Yeah, he, you know, he's like, it's not a bad dick. It's not a huge dick, but it's dick. He always says he has a small dick. And he said women fall for it. No, and I don't mean fall. Women go for it every time. And I stopped for a second. I'm like, well, that makes sense because women are curious as nature. Like maybe and possibly so, the big dick quotes here has been used so many times. We're like rolling our eyes, right? And I to me, it wouldn't do anything. But even I even agreed that even if you tell me you have a small dick, you know, if I was into you at that point of my flow, I probably would be like, let's see it. Prove it. You have a small dick. I don't believe you have a small dick. And then I would probably be like, well, no, that's not a small dick. And you probably wanted to fuck me. So, yeah, ladies, gentlemen, if I think it's a great pickup line, if that you're going to use it, I think you have to finesse it just right. He finessed it quite well. No, I didn't get to see it, but I loved it. I loved it as a cheeky pickup line. It definitely would have worked on me if we were in that flow of conversation. And yeah, we were there. I mean, I think I'm very weird about my pickups. I'm not a line girl, but yet this would have worked if we connected on a level. So it would have worked for me, at least to see it anyway. But he did, however, carry around a picture of when the other two would talk about their big dicks, again in quotes. He would show them, well, actually, this is what their dick looks like. And he had a picture of both of them, and they both were small dicks. So, no, they weren't theirs, apparently, but that's what they only would be like. You know, he'd go up to girl, now listen, really, I've seen them getting ready to get head, and this is what their dick really looks like. So I thought it was very cheeky on the fun back and forth with them, you know, and he'd be like, oh, no, you don't want to fuck me. I have a tiny dick. And he would land them. And so he says. So again, I'm not saying these are fishtails or anything else. I do think it's a great line of, you know, to pick somebody up, especially if the woman or person is a curiosity as a cat. You know, I think it would work. What do you guys think in here? Check out my friends over at the Fun Pineapple Podcast. Hilarious gentlemen. Absolutely loved it. I actually did an interview live there from Crazy Winter Nights. And I know during our two crazy bitches on the road or something like that. I can never get this name right. Anyway, two crazy bitches on a road trip this summer when we're filming, we're going down there to meet them and they're going to show us around their area and some of their favorite haunts that they like to go. And then we're going to end up at a sanctioned party and more details to that come, but I cannot wait until we go do that. But again, this week we're sitting down, Beck and I, and nailing down those details. Hopefully I'll have something in date soon. So if you want to come to the craziness that we'll be doing, or at least be part of the party, then I will absolutely have details for you and you'll get to see what we arrive in. Because I don't know, surely. Again, it's right now it's just this as much as we got. But I do know places that we're kind of going, like Las Vegas definitely is one of them. The Poconos is another. We've already got Chicago, Florida, Miami. We've got big dates, but we've got some filler dates that we need to fill out and look. So if you know anything that you thought that is interesting in those areas that we should hit up, absolutely reach out to me and let me know, because we are looking for ideas. And I know we're going to have so many of them that it's going to have to float over to the next season already. And we've already talked about that, just to let you know. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, and let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, on the drive home, I realized that I badly needed gas and I was on fumes. I had to stop at a 7-Eleven for gas. This was before you could pay at the pumps. I had to go in and I was shirtless. I couldn't be that douchey. So I searched my truck and luckily found a jean jacket stuck behind my seat and threw that on. Still kind of douchey with no shirt underneath. I walked in as discreetly as I could. A cute redhead clerk with Lucy on her name tag looked at me, smirked as I grabbed a Coke and a honey bun before going to pay for it and the gas. I'm the only customer. As she rings me up, she asks what happened to my shirt. Long story, I said. You look like your girl wore you out last night. You going to work like that? She giggled. Okay, she wants to play. I'm game. Actually, her and her friend, I winked. Oh, she said with a little surprise on her face, but then asked, do you like older women? They were both older women in their 30s, I said. I could see her thinking, but a couple customers are now walking in. She printed out my receipt, took out a pen out of her pocket to write something down. It was her phone number. Call me, she said as the customer approached the counter with his purchase. I noticed her wedding ring when she was handing me the receipt. I like your shirt, she laughed as I walked out the door. What was it with me and older married women? Believe me, I'm not complaining. When I got home, I decided to call into work and crawled into bed, savoring a scent of Rhonda and brandy lingering on my naked body. I slept great. After dinner that night, I called Lucy. According to Lucy, she and her husband liked to have sexual adventures. Two nights later, I'm at their apartment, and after a few drinks, I'm fucking Lucy in their bed while her husband watches and plays with himself, taking pictures and videos. Lucy is a short redhead in her 40s. She has an hourglass figure with big tits and a plump ass. I fuck and eat whatever hole she wants or ones that he wants to see fucked. And she absolutely loves to suck deep throat cock. After a couple of hours, Lucy and I take a break for laying together in her bed. Her husband goes out to watch TV, leaving us alone. We are soon up playing again, but our husband stays in the living room. There's no doubt he can hear us. She's very vocal. I noticed at some point the lights go out in the other room and Lucy and I play intermittently throughout the night. I came in her pussy and her mouth several times until I was having dry convulsions. Around 5 a.m, passing her husband asleep on the couch, I was invited back several times over the next few months. One day, Lucy called and invited me over as she was alone. But supposedly her husband knew and approved. After fucking for a few hours, Lucy wanted to do her favorite thing. Have me fuck her throat. She had her head slightly hanging off the bed, mouth wide open, as I slowly worked my cock and balls deep. It was fucking erotic to see the head of my cock work into her throat and give her a little Adam's apple. I loved feeding and fucking her mouth and throat. She was gagging on my cock while I had 3 fingers buried in her dripping wet pussy when her husband came home. I instantly got the impression this wasn't a sanctioned event and hoped I wasn't getting my ass beat by him. He was a good-sized guy. Instead, he stripped and mounted her pussy, pounding her, pushing her mouth deep into my cock. We both fucked her hard, filling her mouth and pussy as she begged to be used. She swallowed my load as she milked it for every last drop before I left. I was never invited back, but I'd see her or both time to time, and we'd smile and have a friendly chat. I was grateful for the experience. Kevin. Hello, Kevin again. Now, if you didn't hear the two women before, that was on last week. So if you want to hear that one, go back to last week if you haven't, and you'll get to hear how he got to the gas station to meet her and how this adventure happened. Have you ever gone to the gas station and got a number? I've been hit on and given a number, but I don't think I ever, I don't remember much about it. So obviously it didn't, or if it did, it wasn't worth remembering, maybe. I hate saying that. That just sounds so mean. But yes, I mean, I think we all have been picked up in some form or fashion in public or not realized it. Mowing me, I've probably been picked up or hit or flirted with multiple times in sub-public form and had no clue, and it went right over my head. That's more of my MO. I'm going to say that until you guys get it. So if you are ever at a particular event for me and or with me and you're making a pass or flirting with me and I seem completely oblivious, I'm not jilting you. I'm completely oblivious. Have you ever fucked someone you picked up at a grocery store, gas station, even the library? Librarians are hot, I hear. I wouldn't know. I haven't met a hot librarian. I did have a stick-up-her-ass librarian in high school. She really did have a stick-up-her-ass. So, yeah, very big stick-up-her-ass. Another story for another day. But I can honestly say, like I said, I probably have, and I think I have, but it wasn't worth remembering, but I never have I ever, it's a game, right? Picked up a number and gone back and had sex with him and my partner watched. I liked that for this. I liked how it took a dynamic we've not had any or many, if we have, gas station confessions. So if you have hooked up with someone at a gas station or it turned into a hookup later on, I'd really like to know because apparently you guys like movie theaters too. Just saying. Dear Nikki, back when I was in college, a bunch of friends of mine from high school were rooming together in a big house. You're probably familiar with the type. Lots of bedrooms, unfinished basement, big old piles of dishes always in the sink, reeks of weed, and a revolving door of people always coming over. It was the prime hangout spot for a few years for my group of friends, and we congregated there often to smoke weed, play video games, watch movies, and whatever else. In addition to my friends from high school, there was some guy who met them on Craigslist that was subletting Dan. I didn't know Dan super well, but he fit in well and would often join us for smoke and whatnot. After several months of living there, his sister Jen came to stay with him for a month or so. I met her a few days after she came to visit. Jen was short, curvy, plump redhead with a gorgeous smile and lots of tattoos and piercings. We became friends instantly, and the first night we met, we talked all night. She made me a grilled cheese sandwich that was the best I'd had to this day. I used her method and won't make it any other way. I had an instant crush and thought the feeling was mutual since it seemed like she was flirting back. Ask any lesbian bi check, it's usually hard to tell. After a few days later, I went back over to their place just to hang out. The plan was to get super baked and watch Pink Floyd's The Wall and Rec Room as you do. Dan and Jen joined my friends and I, and true to our plans, got super baked. Jen was sleeping on a pull-out couch in the rec room during her stay, and when we decided to watch a movie, she got all into it and invited me to share it with her. I got under the covers with her and cheekily put my arm around her, pulling her close in for a snuggle. Dan and my other friends settled into the other furniture, and we pressed play. A few minutes in, I realized I was barely paying attention to the movie. I was enjoying the cuddle with Jen so much. I squeezed her gently, and she wiggled contently against me. She was on her back and I was on my side, my arm around her and my hand on her chest, both of us totally under the blankets. Being so close to her, smelling her hair, being extremely stoned, I was starting to get bothered in the best possible way. My pussy was pulsing and I wondered if Jen was feeling the same way. Silently, I slid my hand a little lower down and cupped her breast and gave it a little squeeze. Jen didn't look at me, but she smiled. It was all the encouragement I needed. After a moment of touching her tits over her clothes, I reached under her shirt in her sports bra and searched for her nipples. I found them, hard, erect, delightfully big. I pinched and rolled them wordlessly, listening to her breathing for cues. She was panting, oh, so softly, and squirming her hips ever so slightly. I was loving every minute of it, but I wanted more. After I had my fill of playing with her tits, my hand drifted south, down her sexy little tummy, and to the waistband of her PJ shorts. I felt her hips lift into me, but she still wouldn't make eye contact with me. Keeping her big, green eyes on the TV, I took her hip thrust as permission and slid my hand down the front of her waistband and into her panties. Oh, my God, she was fucking wet. I began to finger her, massaging her erect little nub of a clit, circling it, rubbing it from side to side, flicking the tip. Her breathing was coming hard and heavy now, occasionally letting out a little mewling of gasps. Her brother, who was sitting closest to us, only like 3 feet away, seemed totally oblivious. For the next hour, I rubbed her pussy every way I could think you could rub a pussy, not just her clit. I would occasionally stick my fingers in deep as her cunt as I possibly and fuck her G-spot. She got wetter and wetter, and after a while, all I could smell was pussy. I could hear my fingers going to work, a quiet but distant wet sucking sound under the covers. If anyone could hear it, I didn't care. I was loving every second. Near the end of the movie, Jen turned her face toward me and buried her head in my shoulder. Her whole body was trembling. I realized she was about to come. I rubbed her clit firm and fast. After a few minutes, her body stiffened, and she thrust her hips into my hand and let out the sweetest, quietest moan I'd ever heard. Then her body relaxed, and after a few more gentle strokes on her swollen clit, I relaxed my hand as well and rested it on her pussy. Excellent timing, because the movie ended just a minute later, and I stealthily withdrew my hand from her panties and pretended like nothing happened. Jen stayed for a few more weeks, and I saw her a few more times. Every single time I went over to their place, we would find a moment or two to make out and feel each other up. But there was a lack of privacy that was a huge bummer, and she was just too shy to go for it because she didn't want Dan to know we were hooking up. However, we did get one chance the week before she left. My parents were gone to work all day, my sister was at school, and I didn't have a class. Jen came over right after everyone had left, and we spent the day doing nasty things to each other. It was so fucking great. I ate her sweet little pussy till I felt my tongue was going to fall off, tasted her sweet little asshole, sucked her tits like I was going to have to starve if I didn't, and kissed every inch of her gorgeous body. We went for 7 hours straight and probably could have gone for seven more. She left a few days later, and I haven't seen her since. She's on my Facebook and we chat occasionally, but she's married with kids, so I'll probably never get that chance to do it again. C'est la vie. To this day, I haven't actually seen the wall, but every time someone asks me if I have, I can't help but smile like an idiot. It was worth missing. Mariana. I love a good handsy with a movie. Abso-fucking-lutely. There's nothing like being in public but not public and doing something dirty, even if someone is completely oblivious that's sitting next to you, or even if they're not. There's just something dirty, something sexy about it. I find it just so arousing to know that I'm being played with and someone's just right next to me. Or being the person right next to them and being played with. Nothing like reaching under the shirt and tweaking a nipple, right? So, have you ever, we won't go as far as the movie theaters where you guys give handsies and blowjobs and stuff like that. In a situation like this, have you ever pleasured even yourself or somebody next to you? There's something about that cover that gives you just a define, let's cover up and give us a little privacy. Even if all hands are showing, to me, it's almost like, especially if they're leaning into you or you're leaning into them, it could be an invitation of, now, if you're into them, of course, sexy, sultry, come play with me. If someone's laying next to you and you're into them and they're into you and you're in public, would you reach under that cover and drive them insane? Do you really need me to answer that? Because fuck yeah, I would. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I have. Dear Nikki, my wife and I have been together for almost 20 years, and a few years into our relationship, we were talking about fetishes, and she asked me if I ever tried my own cum. When I told her no, she asked if I ever would do it. Bashfully, I told her I would. It started out with her sucking my dick until I was oozing pre-cum. She would wipe the head of my dick all around her lips, then pull up and kiss me. After a little while, this turned into her making me cum in her mouth, and she would come up and kiss me, pushing my cum into her mouth. This continued for several years, and I was fine with it. One night, I was really turned on and came before she did, which never happens, as I always make sure she comes before I do. I asked her how she wanted me to make her come. She giggled and told me she wanted me to lick her pussy. Now, while I like eating my cum both by myself and when she would push it back into my mouth, eating it out of her pussy is something I hadn't ever thought about. We fantasized in the past about someone else eating my cum out of her, and she was really into the thought of someone eating cum out of her just fuck pussy. But never was it me. When she said it, I merely wanted to do nothing more than to eat my own cum out of her. This only happened a couple more times, but the idea was stuck in my mind. I would always come a lot faster when I started thinking about coming inside of her and then eating it all out. She has some dominant tendencies, and I love when she does it. One night, while fucking, that dominant side showed up, and she told me that I was to come inside her, then drop down and suck it all out. She started talking dirty about it, calling me good little cum sucker, then asked if I would eat another man's cum out of her. I got insanely turned on and told her I would love to, then started filling her pussy with the biggest load I've ever shot in a long time. Afterward, she asked me if I was serious, as she found it hot as I did. I told her I haven't ever thought about it being another man's cum, but when she said it, I was immediately into the idea. Fast forward a couple of years, and I was laying in bed asleep. She's a bartender, so she always gets home in the middle of the night. I was sleeping when suddenly I feel her sit on my chest. When I open my eyes, I can see she's only wearing a pair of panties with a huge wet spot on the front. She told me that she was bad tonight and met two guys at work who were traveling through town, and how she went and hung out with them after she got off. They had a couple of drinks and ended up back in their hotel room where they ended up getting naked. As she said this, she pulled the panties to the side and I could see her smooth, shaved pussy, all stretched out and covered with fresh cum. She moved her hips forward, jamming her cum-filled pussy against my face as she told me how they both fucked her, how big their dicks were, how good it felt, and how they both came in her pussy. She managed to orgasm three times while riding my face. Each time, more cum was pushed out of her pussy and onto my mouth. When she finished, she dropped back and slid on my cock to fresh fucked pussy. I came in seconds in her. She came back up and rode my mouth again as I sucked my load out of her. She said that since I liked it so much, she would be sure to do it more, and how hot she thought it was that I was her little cleanup slut. Travis. Well, hello, little cleanup slut. How are you? This is hot. This is very hot. I do have some dominant tendencies, but I'm more submissive in bed. There's nothing for me like sharing cum, either me sharing his to me as I'm giving a blowjob, or him sharing us together, or me putting my fingers inside me and sharing with him. There's nothing like it. I find it highly erotic, highly sexual. It actually gets me more horny. I'm you know, it's just, it's one of those things that energizes me and I want to go again. And, you know, hopefully he hasn't tapped out, you know, at least for a few minutes or so, you know, give him recoup time. Usually when that happens, I reach over and I grab my vibrator or good old clit massager flicker thing and go to town again because I need to come. And I just, drives me nuts. So Travis, sounds like you like it. It's interesting the dynamics of how close people get when sharing cum. Like my lover and I have talked about me swallowing other people's cum or him looking, and it's more of a conversation than anything else, but I do find it hot. But right now I'm really enjoying the connection we have when we share each other's cum more than if not. There's just something just that much dirty and sexy about it that hands down, it's one of my favorite things we do when we're oversexed and really in the mood, really, really keyed up, as I say to him, right? So if your partner approached you and wanted to swap cum or wanted you eat the cum or pussy juices off of them, would you do it? Would you be brave enough to give them that encounter? And if it wasn't for you, tap out, or just say it's not me, or give it to them occasionally. Giving and sharing in fantasies is part of the connections we make with our partners, or partner in this case. I would say yes for me. If he wanted to try something I wasn't on the fence about, or was on the fence about, absolutely, I would do my very best, or always have been, or done, to meet him halfway or all the way with his fantasies. What about you? I'd really like to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for today. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, we have big things coming up. I can't wait to have travel dates and places where we'll be and meet and greets, stuff like that. I cannot wait. Meetings next week. So depending on when the meeting happens, subscribers will know first. So probably be able to update on Friday, and then probably the next week you guys will know more in detail. So when I know, you'll know eventually. So and keep an eye on my social media. Sometimes it pops up there, but subscribers always know first. And in closing, hello lover, why don't you come over? I have a scratched itch and a needing to suck some dick. Please, I really want you. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.